You are listening to the Deep Learning Questions in Data Science Part 3, the show that brings you the hot topics in data science. With your host, Ruslan Magana, let's go to the Part 3. Part 3. What are some of the examples of supervised learning algorithms in deep learning? There are three main supervised learning algorithms in deep: artificial neural networks, convolutional neural networks, recurrent neural networks. What are some of the examples of unsupervised learning algorithms in deep learning? There are three main unsupervised learning algorithms in deep learning: autoencoders, Boltzmann machines, self-organizing maps. Next up, let us look at more neural network interview questions that will help you ace the interviews. Can we initialize the weights of a network to start from zero? Yes, it is possible to begin with zero initialization. However, it is not recommended to use because setting up the weights to zero initially will cause all of the neurons to produce the same output and the same gradients when performing backpropagation. This means that the network will not have the ability to learn at all due to the absence of asymmetry between each of the neurons. What is the meaning of valid padding and same padding in CNN? Valid padding. It is used when there is no requirement for padding. The output matrix will have the dimensions NF1x NF1 after convolution. Same padding here, padding elements are added all around the output matrix. It will have the same dimensions as the input matrix. What are some of the applications of transfer learning in deep learning? Transfer learning is a scenario where a large model is trained on a dataset with a large amount of data, and this model is used on simpler datasets, thereby resulting in extremely efficient and accurate neural networks. The popular examples of transfer learning are in the case of BERT, ResNet, GPT-2, VGG-16. How is the transformer architecture better than RINs in deep learning? With the use of sequential processing, programmers were up against the usage of high processing power, the difficulty of parallel execution. This caused the rise of the transformer architecture. Here, there is a mechanism called attention mechanism, which is used to map all of the dependencies between sentences, thereby making huge progress in the case of NLP models. What are the steps involved in the working of an LSTM network? There are three main steps involved in the working of an LSTM network. The network picks up the information that it has to remember and identifies what to forget. Cell state values are updated based on step 1. The network calculates and analyzes which part of the current state should make it to the output. What are the elements in TensorFlow that are programmable? In TensorFlow, users can program three elements: constants, variables, placeholders. What is the meaning of bagging and boosting in deep learning? Bagging is the concept of splitting a dataset and randomly placing it into bags for training the model. Boosting is the scenario where incorrect data points are used to force the model to produce the wrong output. This is used to retrain the model and increase accuracy. What are generative adversarial networks, GANs? Generative adversarial networks are used to achieve generative modeling in deep learning. It is an unsupervised task that involves the discovery of patterns in the input data to generate the output. The generator is used to generate new examples, while the discriminator is used to classify the examples generated by the generator. Why are generative adversarial networks, GANs, so popular? Generative adversarial networks are used for a variety of purposes. In the case of working with images, they have a high amount of traction and efficient working. Creation of art, GANs are used to create artistic images, sketches, and paintings. Image enhancement, they are used to greatly enhance the resolution of the input images. Image translation, they are also used to change certain aspects, such as day to night, and summer to winter in images easily. What are neural networks? Neural networks are a class of models that are built with layers, commonly used types. of neural networks include convolutional and recurrent neural networks. The vocabulary around neural networks architectures is described in the figure below. By noting I the if layer of the network, and j the jth hidden unit of the layer we have, where we note wbz the weight, bias, and output respectively. What is a neuron in neural networks? The individual neuron. As a diagram, a neuron or unit with one input looks like. The linear unit, your biox of the input is x. Its connection to the neuron has a weight which is w. Whenever a value flows through a connection, you multiply the value by the connection's weight. For the input x, what reaches the neuron is x. How the neuron learn new data. A neural network learns by modifying its weights. The B is a special kind of weight we call the bias. The bias doesn't have any input data associated with it. Instead, we put a 1 in the diagram so that the value that reaches the neuron is just B. Since 1 times BB, the bias enables the neuron to modify the output independently of its inputs. The Y is the value the neuron ultimately outputs. To get the output, the neuron sums up all the values it receives. This neuron's activation is YWXB, or as a formula, your biox sub. Give me one neuron in Kurz. The easiest way to create a model in Kurz is through Kurz. Sequential, which creates a neural network as a stack of layers. We can create models like those above using a dense layer, which we'll learn more about in the next lesson. We could define a linear model accepting three input features, for example, sugars, fiber, and protein, and producing a single output calories like so. Python. From TensorFlow, import Kurz. From TensorFlow, Kurz, import layers. Create a network with one linear unit. Model Kurz. Sequential. Layers. Dense units, input shape. What is activation function? Activation functions are used at the end of a hidden unit to introduce non-linear complexities to the model. Here are the most common ones. Sigmoid tan relu leaky relu. What is cross-entropy loss? In the context of neural networks, the cross-entropy loss is Z. What is learning rate? The learning rate, often noted alpha, or sometimes eta, indicates at which pace the weights get updated. This can be fixed or adaptively changed. The current most popular method is called ADAM, which is a method that adapts the learning rate. What is backpropagation? Backpropagation is a method to update the weights in the neural network by taking into account the actual output and the desired output. The derivative with respect to weight W is computed using chain rule. As a result, the weight is updated as follows. Boxed long left arrow W galpha frac partial Z partial W. What is updating weights in a neural network? In a neural network, weights are updated as follows. Step 1, take a batch of training data. Step 2, perform forward propagation to obtain the corresponding loss. Step 3, backpropagate the loss to get the gradients. Step 4, use the gradients to update the weights of the network. What is dropout? Dropout is a technique meant to prevent overfitting the training data by dropping out units in a neural network. In practice, neurons are either dropped with probability p or kept with probability 1p. What is convolutional layer requirement? By noting w the input volume size, f the size of the convolutional layer neurons, p the amount of zero padding, then the number of neurons and that fit in a given volume is such that. Boxed and frac purse. What is batch normalization? It is a step of hyperparameter gamma beta that normalizes the batch xi. It is usually done after a fully connected convolutional layer and before a non-linearity layer and aims at allowing higher learning rates and reducing the strong dependence on initialization. What is a types of gates in recurrent neural networks? Here are the different types of gates that we encounter in a typical recurrent neural network. Input gate for get gate gate output gate. Write to cell or not. Erase a cell or not. How much to write to cell. How much to reveal cell. What is LSTM? A long short-term memory LSTM network is a type of RNN model that avoids the vanishing gradient problem by adding forget gates. What is the goal of reinforcement learning? The goal of reinforcement learning is for an agent to learn how to evolve in an environment. Reinforcement learning involves an agent, a set of states S, and a set of actions per state. By performing an action, the agent transitions from state to state. Executing an action in a specific state provides the agent with a reward, a numerical score. The goal of the agent is to maximize its total reward. It does this by adding the maximum reward attainable from future states to the reward. For achieving its current state, effectively influencing the current action by the potential future reward. This potential reward is a weighted sum of the expected values of the rewards of all future steps, starting from the current state. What is Markov decision processes? A Markov decision process, MDP, is a five-tuple Amathkalsur-Mathkalup-Sur-Gamur where Amathkals is the set of states. Amathkalis, the set of actions. Psar, the state transition probabilities for Sin-Mathkalshand A and Mathkala. A gammon is the discount factor. A Mathkalsur times Samathkala long Reiteromathbrr, or Mathkals long Reiteromathbrr, is the reward function that the algorithm wants to maximize. What is policy in reinforcement learning? A policy pi is a function epimathkals long Reiteromathkala that maps states to actions. Remark, we say that we execute a given policy pi if given a state S we take the action of PIS. What is the Bellman equation? The optimal Bellman equations characterizes the value function for pi of the optimal policy pi. Remark, we note that the optimal policy pi for a given state S value iteration algorithm. The value iteration algorithm is in two steps. One, we initialize the value. Boxadov, July 31, 2022. Two, we iterate the value based on the values before. What is Q-learning? Q-learning is a model-free reinforcement learning algorithm to learn the value of an action in a particular state. It does not require a model of the environment, hence model-free, and it can handle problems with stochastic transitions and rewards without requiring adaptations. Q-learning is a model-free estimation of Q, which is done as follows. What is ARIMA? ARIMA is a method for forecasting or predicting future outcomes based on a historical time series. It is based on the statistical concept of serial correlation, where past data points influence future data points. What are the differences between autoregressive and moving average models? ARIMA combines autoregressive features with those of moving averages. And our autoregressive process, for instance, is one in which the current value is based on the immediately preceding value, while in our process is one in which the current value is based on the previous two values. A moving average is a calculation used to analyze data points by creating a series of averages of different subsets of the full data set in order to smooth out the influence of outliers. As a result of this combination of techniques, ARIMA models can take into account trends, cycles, seasonality, and other non-static types of data when making forecasts. How does ARIMA forecasting work? ARIMA forecasting is achieved by plugging in time series data for the variable of interest. Statistical software will identify the appropriate number of lags or amount of differencing to be applied to the data and check for stationarity. It will then output the results, which are often interpreted similarly to that of a multiple linear regression model. What are the components of ARIMA? Autoregressioner refers to a model that shows a changing variable that regresses on its own lagged or prior values. Integrated I represents the differencing of raw observations to allow for the time series to become stationary, i.e. data values are replaced by the difference between the data values and the previous values. Moving average MA incorporates the dependency between an observation and a residual error from a moving average model applied to lagged observations. Congratulations, you have some of the concepts that any data scientist about deep learning should know. For sure, there are a lot of more concepts that are missing here, but I wanted only to summarize some of basic elements that are needed to begin to work in this area. If you like the RuslanCom podcast, we'd love for you to rate and give a review. Until next time.